These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my left chest. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Yesterday I told you about my newest book, published by WorldNet Daily. It's called, Who Killed the American Family? People have asked me why I wrote this book, and my answer is, because nobody else did. My book reveals facts about the family that the American people really need to know. The killers of the American family sort of parallel the famous murder mystery written long ago by Agatha Christie called Murder on the Orient Express. The question posed in the book was who committed the murder. The final answer was that everybody on the train had a motive for killing the victim. Likewise, many groups have motives for wanting to abolish the American nuclear family. And in my new book, I explain who they are. One major group is the feminists. You can prove this to yourself by reading any feminist literature. The feminists' rallying cry from the start was liberation. And that means liberation from home, husband, family, and care for children. The feminists persistently tried to get all full-time homemakers out of the home, telling them that care of small children is a demeaning occupation for an educated woman. All homemakers are encouraged to get out of the home and go into the workforce because that is supposedly the only lifestyle that is worthwhile. College women are even encouraged to take part in the so-called hookup lifestyle, so they can avoid commitment to marriage until they are moving up in a profitable career. You need to realize that feminists are not for equality of men and women. They are for gender interchangeability. They resent the idea that husbands should have a provider role and that wives should have a homemaker role. You won't read many criticisms of the feminists in the regular media because writers are afraid to criticize the feminists. To get the truth about the feminists, you need my book called Who Killed the American Family?
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, meals, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family?, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the shameful forces that orchestrated this disaster. To join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hi, this is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are handling questions here. So Mike has asked about AZT and HIV. Well, AZT is a drug that is designed to treat HIV. HIV is a virus that is believed to cause AIDS. I would say to anyone, before they take AZT, to insist on a culture, a viral culture that grows out the HIV virus from their blood or tissue. And again, that's just what we're talking about here, is all of these drugs are being given for conditions that have no objective test for determining their necessity. And this is very important. When you have drugs who have a side effect possibly of death, and then they are being given in cases where there is no objective measurement of their necessity, then that is what catapults medical care to the murder of 880,000 Americans a year. And so in the case of AZT, which is a drug that does cause death, in fact, the standard medical profession did tests and found that in many cases AZT hastened death. This is their, you know, their figures, their studies. It's really important to make sure that you've got objective evidence to say that drug is necessary. And then finally, building up testosterone levels in a male 40-plus, number one is to clear out that liver so the liver can really take that cholesterol, process it, and send it over to the testicles where it can be made into testosterone. The next thing is to increase the cholesterol in your diet, because cholesterol is the building block of testosterone. And so you want a diet that's at least moderate in cholesterol. Okay, Mike from Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I heard the beep now. I guess I'm on the air.
Yes.
I just wonder how long it's going to be before there's a nice big class action lawsuit over statins. You know, you were talking about Lipitor and Plavix and
yes.
Some of those. They've dropped off in sales, and I think it's not only because their patents ran out, the marketing has been curbed, but and I think there's a problem across the board with these drugs is mm-hmm. how in the world do you structure a study to cancel out both the positive and negative placebo effect? And it looks like the statins barely have any indication of a benefit above placebo and no benefit at all for women. That's from what I've been
hearing. Well, I think it's probably a little more severe than what you've deduced here. You know, Lipitor causes diabetes in 6.1% of people who take it.
And heart failure.
Yeah.
After 10 years of use, it causes you're going to, especially without supplementing ubiquinol, you're going to end up with heart failure.
Right. So for those of you who don't know, ubiquinol is CoQ10. You might know it as CoQ10.
Right.
Now,
supposedly,
yeah, it's a big problem. I don't think people should wait for a class action lawsuit. I think that that's like waiting for the cavalry to come to rescue you.
Right.
I think the way to go about it is people to educate themselves, and as Nancy Reagan says, just say no.
Well, the movie remake of The Fugitive with Harrison Ford, I think they had a cardiovascular drug called Provasic. It seems like a perfect parody of statins. And, I mean, it's like somebody in Hollywood was trying to warn us, and nobody caught the warning. But that's been, like, almost 20 years ago when that, or maybe longer than that, when that movie came out. But as Tommy Lee Jones says in a movie, that company had $14 billion in sales last year. It's a monster. It had their own security firm and all that to take out the doctors that knew the truth about how they were doctoring the liver biopsies and that kind of stuff.
The truth
is stranger than fiction, I think, in a lot of this stuff.
Exactly. I think the truth should be told, just at least for entertainment value.
Standard of care, I think, is one of the ways that the medical profession gets by with this, because if they kill 200,000 people a year, what would any other reasonable doctor do? They do the same thing.
Well, they're penalized if they don't. If you don't have a high enough kill rate as a doctor, you are penalized.
The operation was a success, but the patient died, is the old joke, right?
That's the old joke. The new joke is the operation was a success because the patient died.
Oh, gosh. Anti-inflammatory action in the statins is one thing I've heard that fooled some folks into thinking that they got some benefit from it. But I had an uncle that went through about 8 or 9 different statins before he could find one that didn't cause his muscles to ache so bad that he couldn't stand it from the side effects. Now, that's got to tell you something. Don't take it.
Exactly. I think
that's the solution. He ended up dying of complications due to diabetes. So, I mean, that to me, his son's a lawyer.
And the statins cause diabetes.
His son's a lawyer. Why in the world can't we get any of these bar-carded lawyers to realize they've got a heck of a class action lawsuit?
No, there's no class action lawsuit because the cholesterol companies are putting this now in their literature. They are disclosing it to doctors, and so the present law says if the companies disclose this to the physician, then it's the physician's liability. He did not disclose it to the patient.
Is that what came out of the Vioxx situations, all the NSAIDs?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And the only reason that those arthritis companies were liable is because they withheld information from the doctors.
Man. You know, the pharmacist desk reference is much more censored than the physician's desk reference is not as exhaustive as the pharmacist desk reference.
Correct.
I looked up some of these.
They have removed drugs from it. Ritalin is no longer in the PDR.
The psychotropic drug formulas, the chemical formulas and stuff is in the pharmacist desk reference. And I guess what I'm going back to is the old print editions, which I'm not even sure you can get anymore. And it had all these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors of the class known as
SSRI.
Yes, but the main one that everybody was spooked about going postal on was Prozac.
Prozac, yeah.
It had a tree of fluoride on the side of it. And when you talk to the pharmacists that I talked to, they would say, well, that's to help it get past the blood-brain barrier. Well, now they're saying the blood-brain barrier is a myth. So, I mean, we can't trust these guys. They change their tune every 15 or 20 years.
They do. In fact, I think it's more every 5 years they codify how the body works, and they redo it to presuppose the necessity of the next new drug coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to create, well, it's the Hegelian dialectic, you know, and they're doing that with a lot of their drugs. They're causing the problems and then offering the solutions, which is another pill or another drug.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's just crazy. It's hard to believe that so many people can be so misled by all this marketing and stuff. I mean, and the scientific community is just, I guess, just flooded to the point to where anybody that has something, you know, is trying to speak up and say, wait a minute, guys, they're drowned it out. They're sidelined and belittled and said, oh, that's anecdotal, or the studies are flawed.
Right. So what people need to, I think, understand is, as the old pop song used to say, we're going individually. And so each person individually has to make their decision about what drugs they will and won't take. and it looks like a top 100 is not really where it's at. So waiting for a class action lawsuit, waiting for government action, waiting for your neighbor to knock on your door, I don't think so. I think everyone's got to step up to the plate in their own time. All right, we have Ron from Arkansas. Hi, Ron.
Hello, doctor. Hello.
Hey, what's your question?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, on the subject of LASIK.
Mm-hmm.
I take LASIK, 28 units a day, which...
We have the commercial coming in, so we'll pick you up after the commercial. Could you hold?
Sure.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we're talking to Ron from Arkansas. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Doc. I take the drug LASIK,
mm-hmm.
28 units a day. It's 14 in the morning, 14 at night. What I found... two times I had low blood sugar, waking up soaking wet in bed, you know, blood sugar of 50.
Mm-hmm.
I keep a few candy bars by the bed now, and what I do is if my blood sugar is 250 or less at night, I don't even take the shot. I wait till the morning, and I check it again. If it's past 250, I'll take the at 14 units. What do you think about that?
I think that that's I think that's very prudent.
You know, because the 250, I remember that because, you know, it's on the machine, the memory, and I went back and saw that it was in the 200s, the 250, 260, and that's when I had low blood sugar in the a.m. of the morning. So I just said, well, I won't take it if it's 250 or less. But the doctor never told me that. I made my own mind up on that.
I think you got a point there. It's a matter of making up your own mind. And doctors are instructed not to cut back and not to stop medications.
Yeah, no.
And so pretty much it's up to you. So congratulations on, you know, taking that step.
Yeah, he tried to give me a Lipitor, too, and I said, I don't want it. That's a statin drug, and I said the side effects outweigh the benefits. So I never took it.
And there you go.
One more question. High blood pressure with diabetes, how does one control that? I'm on a high blood pressure pill, but doesn't seem to be doing very good.
If the blood pressure pill is, if your blood pressure is the same with or without the pill, then you definitely should go without the pill. That's easy.
Yeah.
But you need to make more dietary changes, it sounds like. Either dietary changes or activity changes to get your blood sugar under control where you don't need any insulin at all. That's your first step.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's doable. If you go to drjenniferdaniels.com, you look in the audio archives, I have a whole radio show on diabetes.
Okay. Yeah. Sure appreciate that.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hey, we got Dave in Oregon. Dave, how are you?
Hello?
Okay. Oh, is that Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Dave. Hi, you're on Healing with Dr. Daniels. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I just heard a big, long, hang-up tone, so I didn't know what to do. I just had a question. I'm in my early 40s, and sometimes I'm male, and sometimes I have energy problems. But I've been like changing my diet a little bit, not too much, because I'm not like really a health freak per se. But
right.
So I kind of eat like an average person does, like average. Mm-hmm. Sometimes fast food. Usually I'll have like a freshly cooked dinner, but nothing too off the wall and not too much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But lately what I've been doing is for lunch I'll go to Whole Foods and they have this salad. It's called a superfoods salad.
Uh-huh.
And I feel better when I eat it. And I'm trying to figure out why, because the ingredients are like kale, goji berry, red onion, cashews, sunflower seeds, and like some kind of vinegar dressing. So I'm just wondering what it is about these certain salads that, what kind of nutrients or what it does to like your health and your blood sugar.
Well, the salads, especially the kale there, you get a lot of minerals, a lot of B vitamins, and a lot of chlorophyll. The chlorophyll ring is the same as the hemoglobin ring in your body. So when you eat something that's high in chlorophyll, your body, I mean, it's almost like blood doping. All your body does is pop out the copper in the center, pop in iron, and boom, it's got hemoglobin. It can carry more oxygen. So the vegetables in the salad are really powerful. And the goji berries, I personally don't like the taste of them, but they have a very high antioxidant or ORAC value. What that does, it means they can help your body make repairs to damaged cells at a much faster rate.
I see. Now, is there something about those salads, those kind of superfood salads, that make them special because they're combined in a certain way because there's like kale plus the goji, or is it just kind of like it's because there's a lot of different good things in there altogether?
I think it's a lot of good things in there all together, but from the way you describe your diet, if you just had a salad yourself at home, a couple of salads a day, that would do it for you.
I see.
Yeah, you could probably pry your pocketbook away from that expensive habit.
Yeah, it's expensive. Also, I wanted to do something about my mother, who's getting older, and she's losing her memory and misplacing things.
Right.
What kind of things can she do in her diet, like natural stuff that she can do that's relatively inexpensive?
Well, one thing she could do immediately that would actually save her money is, did she take the flu shot every year?
No, she doesn't take any shots.
No shots and no medications.
She takes medication on occasion, but not regularly, and I try to keep her off medications unless it's really serious.
Okay, so let's just say she's taking no drugs and no immunizations, let's just say.
Right.
That's number one, the best thing you can do for her. So let's say you've already done that. The next thing you can do for her is to, if you can, move her to organic foods. In other words, get the chemicals out of her food. The cause of her forgetfulness is a bunch of chemicals rolling around in her brain interfering with the signals that her brain cells are trying to send to each other.
Okay.
So you have to, as much impact as you can have on that, make everything organic. And probably she eats a little bit of meat, does she?
Yeah.
Okay. So you might want to strategically just buy her some clean meat that has no antibiotics in it, hasn't had any soy or corn, and has not been fed genetically modified animal feed.
Okay.
So strategically, the simplest thing you can do, your simplest next step, is to do that. Does she drink tap water?
No, she doesn't drink tap water.
What does she drink?
It's like bottled water, like Crystal Geyser.
Oh, okay. So the next step you can do is get her a water purifier, either a reverse osmosis one or a distilled water one. Because the plastics in those bottles is not good for her brain.
I see.
I think I would do those things. Those are things as a concerned son that would be easier for you to do, aside from moving in and cooking from scratch for her, you know.
Right, but also, how exactly do you define organic food? What does that mean?
Well, you could probably start the first thing, which is it says organic. That would be the first step. So
okay.
If she hasn't even taken that step, then at least make sure everything is labeled organic. Once you got that step down, then the next step is to look for food grown by a local farmer, may or may not be labeled organic, but he does not add chemicals to his food. And that's even better than the organic shipped in from halfway around the world.
Okay, so by organic, you don't necessarily mean non-GMO, you just mean that's not chemically treated.
No, I do mean non-GMO. Yeah, so the local guy's got to be non-GMO as well.
So basically both non-GMO and no chemicals on it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and that'll help her.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And we'll be back in a little bit.
No, please don't go.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account. But a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we've got questions. So Abigail says, how dangerous is the drug Ativan? Could it instantly kill a man having a heart attack if he's injected with it? Ativan is pretty dangerous. It could kill anyone instantly, actually. It's a, you know, it's a fairly dangerous sedative, so it's not a trivial... it's not a trivial thing. This person gives a very, very lot of details here. Could it instantly kill a man having a heart attack if he's injected with it? A few weeks ago, my neighbor experienced severe heart pains, causing him to fall on the floor, struggling to breathe. His wife was trying to help him get up when a neighbor stopped by and called an ambulance. When the EMTs arrived, he decided he didn't want to go to the hospital, but the EMT in charge decided to sedate him with an injection of Ativan rather than giving him oxygen. Stanley shouted, no, no, but he was injected anyway, causing him to instantly go limp and appear to stop breathing. The EMTs quickly put him onto the ambulance and sped off. Of course, Stanley was dead on arrival at the hospital. The cause of death was listed as cardiac arrest or something like this, with no mention of the drug he was given. Okay, this is definitely an example of medical homicide. And this is also a case of how to refuse medical care. Of course, the first thing would have been not to call the ambulance. But having called the ambulance, rather than yelling, no, no, which is what Stanley shouted, Stanley should have said, I need to pray. you know, I'm not going anywhere till I pray. Believe it or not, the ambulance attendants would have stopped because every medical professional is instructed that they may not interfere with a person praying or with a person practicing their religion. So it doesn't matter what religion Stanley was. All Stanley should have done was say, I want to pray on it. I'm going to pray on it. All he has to say is, I'm going to pray on it. So Stanley, get in this ambulance. I'm going to pray on it. And they have to actually let go of him and not touch him. They cannot force anyone who's in the act of practicing their religion. Very, very important thing, okay? Got to know that. Even if the EMT believes the person's life to be in danger. Now, the other thing you need to know is if the EMT leaves your house without a body in that ambulance, that's anywhere from $800 to $2,000 down the tubes. And I don't, some ambulances are associated with the hospital, some the county, some whatever. But they all have a overwhelming financial interest. And when you're talking about an $800 to $2,000 cab ride, that's a lot of, that's a lot of incentive. And so that is what went wrong here. Now, the other thing which goes wrong pretty much in every medical homicide is that you say the cause of death was listed. No. The very person who murdered this individual got to write down exactly what the cause of death was. And of course, he could not write heart attack, not scientifically, because a heart attack has to be confirmed by an EKG and 3 serial blood tests showing increases in cardiac enzymes. So, there is no way to have confirmed that this individual is actually having a heart attack. And so, the cause of death was listed as cardiac arrest. There's a lot of reasons for this. First of all, if you list that, then you get paid. That's, of course, probably the biggest reason. But a cause of death of cardiac arrest is a great reason to have more funding, more early awareness campaigns. If only Stanley had called the ambulance earlier. I mean, it has incredible marketing value. We killed him doesn't really go over well. All right. Okay, can you tell me what it is about taking Ventolin that can increase the risk of death? Yes. Ventolin causes sudden cardiac death via arrhythmia. Okay, what is it that is doing to the body that might be bad? Well, that's what it's doing. So Ventolin, and if you've ever taken Ventolin, you'll notice that you can get a little racing in your heart, or you feel like your heartbeat's kind of stumbling. And the mechanism of death for Ventolin is cardiac arrhythmia. My cousin swears by Cymbalta. If your cousin swears by Cymbalta, your cousin should take Cymbalta. I think that's what it's all about. If you want to take these drugs, I mean, go for it. But if you don't, then, you know, no one should be able to lock you up and force you to take Cymbalta. But if you want to take Cymbalta, then I think you should take Cymbalta. Okay, so question though. If a person is having emotional mental issues, what can they do? And the answer is, this person says clean your liver and milk thistle, yes. But if you have emotional, mental issues, you got a blood issue. You need to clean your blood pronto. And so there are herbs that you can take to clean your blood. Yes, start with your colon, start with your small intestine, and your bile ducts with vitality capsules. Follow it up with some milk thistle. But then the next step is you gotta clean the blood. So this person's got a lot of work ahead of them, which they may not particularly want to do. Shortcut to cleaning the blood is to take relatively high dose vitality capsules, have frequent bowel movements, and do a juice fast. That's a quickie way to go. Increase cholesterol? Does that mean we could eat meat? Yes, you could eat meat. Flu shot. I've got a mason jar full of turmeric tincture soaking. Is that a replacement for the flu shot? A glass of water and washing your hands would be a replacement for the flu shot. In fact, the proponents of the flu shot themselves concede that washing your hands is as effective, if not more so, than taking the flu shot. I took a shot of my walnut tincture last night. I'm trying to blast out my gut. Okay, so what this person is saying is they took a shot of, you know, black walnut hulls soaked presumably in alcohol. That kills parasites but does not help them get out. And so this person's realizing that he's got to get these things out of his gut. And so, of course, Vitality Capsules is one way. 2 to 4 ounces of castor oil is another way. If you've got an emergency, castor oil works in hours. I remember getting monoatomic gold. Okay, what could that have been for? Doctors were giving gold shots and even pills with small amounts of gold in them for rheumatoid arthritis way back when, in the old days. And so that's what they do with it. Okay. So is it a razzle-dazzle, ever-shifting confidence trick that the medical profession or industry is playing on us? Absolutely. And the important thing is it has to be an ever-shifting confidence trick, because not only does the patient need to be fooled, but the doctor needs to be fooled. So you have to constantly keep the doctor off his toes, where just as he's investigating and getting almost to the bottom of it and getting a little suspicious, boom, change to another drug. And the doctor is programmed to believe, oh, another drug, new, improved, better, okay. And then the doctor settles in, then he notices, wait a minute, nobody's getting better. Then he starts looking into it, reading the package insert maybe, trying to get to the bottom of it, and boom, change to another drug or another indication or another dosing regimen. And so what the doctor is trained to believe or perceive is that there's always changes. The changes are all supported by science and objective study. And the change is always a change to something better than what was previously available. And, of course, what doctors have noticed and what, you know, the government's own statistics show is that medicine is getting more and more dangerous every year. And the reason it's getting more and more dangerous every year is because doctors are being trained to use criteria unrelated to patient symptoms, and now even unrelated to any objective testing, in order to recommend or prescribe medications. And so as the reason for prescribing the medication becomes less and less related to the person's symptoms or to any objective measure, then the chances of benefit become less and less, but the chances of harm don't diminish. In other words, the side effects of the medicine don't go away. Okay. I don't want to live long enough to be cared for. What should I do? All right. There's two ways to handle it. Of course, one is to drop dead right now. That way you don't have a problem. But I prefer the other solution. The other solution is to make sure that you stay physically fit and in good health. What's physically fit? That means able to walk and talk and dress yourself. So don't take drugs that are going to make you lethargic or dopey. We'll talk more about that when we get back.
No, please don't go.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally, I decided to try it. And I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we have a few more questions. Okay. I don't want to live long enough to be cared for. The answer to that is, to just stay in good shape so you don't have to be cared for it. And how do you do that? Answer, avoid all drugs. Okay. Next, Dr. Daniels, where do you get your rice bran? Well, as many of you know, I live in Panama, so I drive down the road to the rice factory and ask them for rice bran. And they sell it to me for 10 cents a pound, minimum purchase of, 20 pounds. So, I have a lot of rice bran. But other people who are in the States can get their rice bran at the health food store, either Bob's Red Mill rice bran or Energy gluten-free rice bran, of course. All rice bran is gluten-free, but it's just their marketing label. All right, what are the effects of getting tonsils and adenoids and, what the heck, throwing appendectomies? What's the harm? Well, whenever you're exposed to anything, especially like in food or oily, as you swallow it, the tonsils are the part of your immune system that scans it to see if there are any bacteria that need to be managed or handled. And so literally what the tonsils will do is they'll snag a couple of bacteria that they think are bad actors, present them to the immune system, and the immune system has then makes some antibodies and is all ready to apprehend and sequester these bad boys. And then the appendix is the second checkpoint down at the end of the small intestine, and it snags the bacteria, presents them to the immune system, and says, hey, you guys, you got some antibodies for these guys? You got to capture these guys? We got to get them out of here. And the immune system says, yes, sir. And so how do you get appendicitis? Obviously, the appendix picks up too many of these things, is not able to let go of them, usually through dehydration, and it, you know, can get inflamed. So when you cut out the tonsils and adenoids, then that means these bad actors that would have been identified and the immune system that would have been alerted, your immune system loses the benefit of the early alert. And when you get your appendix out, your immune system loses the benefit of the follow-up action. So there you have it. Is it true that medical school and internship knock between 4 and 6 IQ points off of you? No. I think it's closer to 20 to 50 IQ points. It's really a dumbing down process. Because you literally have to tell yourself that you're not seeing what you're seeing. You really have to tell yourself that that patient died because the doctor was incompetent. Or that patient died because his disease was so severe. I mean, you immediately find yourself making excuses as to why the patient died. And you find yourself lying to yourself. And, of course, I've had cases where I said, wait a minute. Something's wrong. That patient did not die of his disease. What did he die of? And at the level of medical school and residency, the medical student or resident's level of sophistication is such that he doesn't know enough about all the drugs to pin it to which drug did it. But when you have a person walking into the hospital, smiling for some routine cardiac tests, and they go home in a casket 5 days later, he's like, wait a minute, I don't know exactly what happened, but something happened. And that actually did happen at a hospital where I did my residency. And I, you know, took the chart. I happened to have an appointment with the medical director. I brought the chart with me and said, hey, we need to go over this chart so we can figure out what happened here. You know, this person walked in, walking, talking, smiling, and went home in a casket. Well, of course, the senior doctor, who was a good 30 years older than me at least, when he took a look at the chart, he immediately saw what the cause of death was, immediately. Had me go get the PDR. We looked up the drug that he suspected, and oh, my God, everything the patient had going wrong was from that one drug. The patient had been murdered. And so what my posture, of course, the medical director knew that I knew. And so he says, well, Jennifer, what do you think we should do? And so thank God I gave the right answer. I wouldn't be here talking to you. I said to him, hey, I don't run the hospital. It's your hospital. You decide what to do. I'm here to learn. Whatever you think should be done, that's what you do. And, of course, he decided to just let it go and not do anything else. He says, well, maybe we should have a medical rounds and embarrass the murdering doctor. I said, hey, you know what? It's your hospital. Run it any way you want. It's not my job. I'm here as a resident. I'm trying to help. And so as a result of that and other things, and talking to the medical director on a couple of occasions, he told me that if I felt that the therapy in question was going to be hazardous to the patient, then I did not have any obligation to either A, write the order, or B, give the medication. So I was exempted from participating in, at least knowingly participating, in the murder of any patient. And so at that point, I no longer had the obligation of lying to myself or pretending to myself that people were not being murdered. And the way I got through it was by telling myself that when I was licensed, I wasn't going to murder anybody. So most people in medical school and or in residency don't feel they have the right to make that request that they not be required to murder anybody. It sounds bizarre, right? And so it's a really an exercise in self-hypnosis. Okay. So someone says, what's your opinion? I saw a cute mug that said, be nice to your nurse. She is the one who keeps your doctor from killing you. Not exactly. She's actually the one who does kill you. She is the one who carries out the orders and kills you. Although this person was murdered, the doctor wrote the orders, the nurse handed him the pill. And so it's very dicey. Everyone's got dirty hands here. And that's really, really challenging. It's we all have to, I think, own up to our part, either our part as patients or as part as healthcare employees. This is pretty close to the end of our show, so I'd like to mention next week's topic, which is when a house is not a home. And I'm going to talk about how your house could be killing you and what to do instead. Now, let's not what you think. We're not going to list a bunch of chemicals. These are just some lifestyle things that came to my attention when I would talk to people and they'd say, oh, I don't have time for this. Oh, I don't have time for that. And I said, well, why don't they have time? And the reason they don't have time to be healthy is because their house is not a home. Also, I invite people to visit VitalityCapsules.com. We are starting our Black Friday sale early. So check out VitalityCapsules.com. And discovery sessions are free. No charge for discovery sessions, but you do have to apply, and not everyone gets accepted. Okay, so VitalityCapsules.com, that's where the action is. And so let me see if we have another question to answer before the music picks up. Do you think maybe we're in... okay. All right, there's so many questions. Okay, so that's the end of our show. We'll see you next week. We'll find out why a house is not a home and how you can change that.
I saw you there, just standing there. I thought I was old.